You're listening to ABC Radio National, on air, online, and on the ABC Listen app.
Myanmar's pro-military party has reportedly claimed a massive lead in the first phase of national elections, which have been widely condemned as being a sham. Voter turnout for the military-run poll, the first in 4 years, was lower than expected. The military junta says the election process will restore political stability. But the United Nations and Western governments say the vote is neither free nor fair, given major opposition parties were excluded. The election is being held in stages, with further rounds due in mid and late January. Tun On Shwey is the representative in Australia and at ASEAN of Myanmar's exiled National Unity Government. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Tun On Shwey, your reaction, first of all, to news that the government is claiming, the pro-military party claiming a massive lead. Was there any other possible conclusion?
Yeah, thank you. So I would like to start with the Foreign Minister Wong comments about this election during her speech at the Professor Shantana Book Launch in Canberra last year. So she mentioned that Australia want to see legitimate return of civilian-led government in Myanmar. So based on her her comments, I would like to say this is not an election. It is a junta survival plan. So under the military-ridden constitution, 2008 constitution, and then the military-run electoral commissions and mass political repression today, and then the active civil war with the millions displaced. The military commissions cannot deliver a free and fair and inclusive vote. That is why we all see that the political win of the Myanmar military, the USDP party, the candidates are winning in the election. So it's like only one runner on the track with the several shadows in the running competition.
So when we hear that voter turnout has been lower than anticipated, are people essentially making a stance by staying away, or what's happening there?
That may be based on the several reasons. So the first reason is the rules around the elections, so-called elections, are engineered by design. So no one in Myanmar believes in that election can bring the will of the people in Myanmar. Second thing is the referees, the Union Electoral Commission, which has been reconstituted by the military commission a few days after the coup in February and led by the former military figures. And that is why the election management cannot be impartial and neutral. And third reason is there is no level playing field. So we all see that the political freedoms, civil space, and independent medias are heavily restricted. And then the opposition, like National League for Democracy, which is the political party got the landslide victory in 2020 election, is criminalized and suppressed together with the second winner, the Shan Nationalities League for Democracy. So there is no level playing field. So that is why the people do not interested in the so-called election, and they never believe in that so-called election can bring their own will. And also, the lower voter turnout is related to the participation. So most of the country cannot participate in so-called elections. So that the military commission itself has indicated it can only hold voting in 161 constituency, which is about 57%. And then the final reason, maybe the results will not be trusted. So as I mentioned before, with the intimidations, insecurities, the propagandas, and the process will deepen the crisis and fuel further conflicts. So no resolve current situation in Myanmar. That is why voter turnout is significantly decreased.
What can we expect then, and briefly if you could, from the second and third round of this election?
Yeah, so that is another part of the engineered by design. So military commissions give a reason that because of the security situation, the situation in Myanmar, they're going to hold face by face, but they have another hidden agenda. So they're going to hold second round on 10th of 11th of January, and then the third round will be on 25th of January. So that is the by design. They like to manipulate the reserve. If the first round did not come out on their desired results. So they're going to manipulate the so-called election face by face.
Tun Ong Shwe, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.